forever. This is the conclusion of this brief, and Matt, because this is only the beginning, it goes on forever. The word goes on forever. It's eternal. It releases the power and the destiny, and it's forever settled in the heavens, the word of the Lord. Matthew 19:8, and Jesus said to them, "Verily I say unto you that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Well, he was speaking this to his 12 disciples. "And everyone that has forsaken houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." And this is the principle of the kingdom, that those who want to save their lives will lose it, and those who lose their lives will save it for eternal life. So look at Matthew 24:27. "For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the star shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Let's look at another scripture regarding God's coming glory. Luke 21:25, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near." And finally, Matthew 25:31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And I pray that you come into the right flock under the one chief shepherd, the lamb slaughtered from the foundations of the earth, and receive his gift, and follow him whithersoever he leads you. God bless you. May his coming glory, which is even now imminent and at the door, that you may be watching for him. Goodbye."